When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We go to Hell on Earth.
Hell on Earth?
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Correct. Hell on Earth.
Hell on Earth. If they gave you $30,000 a year and a free place to live there, you still would say hell no.
No.
How much?
Because you would be rich.
$30,000. Oh. In Scranton.
And you have a free place to stay.
No.
And you go, no. I'm not doing it.
Do I have to live in Scranton?
No way I'm living in this place. But we're in Scranton now. As a man broke into his neighbor's apartment and then punched out his own window to make it seem like someone had also broken into his apartment, according to the criminal.
Say that again.
So a Scranton man breaks into his neighbor's apartment.
All right. He punched out his own window.
Then he goes and punches out his own window.
Okay.
So it looks like, look, it just wasn't me that got hit or her that got hit. It was me too. Michael Ashton, 43, faces felony charges of burglary and criminal trespass. So, here's what goes down. Police reported to the address on a Wednesday at 1:30 with the report of a man, later identified as Ashton, who broke into his neighbor's apartment while she was away. Now, officers noted that Ashton's hand was bleeding and asked him why he punched out his own window. And he just said then, well, I was just angry. So, officers then spoke with Cindy Reeder. And she said that she hadn't been in her residence since early in June. And when she returned, her front door was off the hinges. Her television and fans were missing. Now, according to Reeder, she told police that Ashton was the only one who had access to her apartment because both of the apartments are off of a main hallway and both have keys only to that hallway.
Okay.
Ashton then, for whatever reason, gave officers permission to search his residence. Now, when police entered his living room, they spotted the black fan that Reeder said belonged to her. Ashton then admitted to officers that he took the fan.
Yeah, because it's in your home.
After being read his Miranda warnings, Ashton admitted he took one of the fans before July 4th because it was too hot in my apartment. He said Reeder's door was already off its hinges before he entered it.
Sure, sure.
He said he'd not taken Reeder's television, but he felt guilty, and he was willing to give her his. Reeder told police Ashton had also been using her refrigerator and had placed multiple six-packs of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer in her freezer. In her freezer. She told officers she had never given Ashton permission to go into her apartment or use her refrigerator. He remains in the Lackawanna County Prison in lieu of $20,000 bail.
Lackawanna.
Who is your most memorable neighbor and why? 206-803-ROCK.
Quick text for both of you guys. It says, most taco trucks do, in fact, have beef cheeks.
Do they?
Order the Cabeza or Cabeza tacos.
All right.
C-A-B-E-Z-A.
Good to know.
Yeah. Really give it a try, man.
All right.
Good looking out.
I'm telling you. Miles said it years ago, but any animal, eat the cheeks.
There's something about it. Mm. I don't know why.
I bet my cheeks would be good.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm a cannibal, do I go like, oh, I saved the cheeks for last?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Humpy, either first or last.
Humpy Sports Bar in downtown Anchorage. They have an appetizer that are breaded, deep-fried halibut cheeks.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Like a sauce or something on the side that you dip it in. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I had no idea how good that was.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered that. I was like, this is unbelievable. And it was every bit of $12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For like, you know, 10 of them. Who is your most memorable neighbor and why? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
Hola.
So I grew up in North Jersey back in the 80s. So maybe you know where this will be going. But as you know from being back east, a lot of the first aid squads are run by volunteers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My dad was a volunteer first aid squad. And he would do this like every other Friday night, and they would team him up with a partner. And so getting to my neighbor, my next door neighbor was this old crotchety guy who was just mean. And I was playing wiffle ball in the backyard with some friends, and we hit the ball over the fence into that guy's yard. And we were like trying to figure out how to get it when the neighbor ran out with a knife, cut the wiffle ball in half and threw it back in the yard. So I'm upset. You know, I'm you know, 9, 10 years old at the time. I'm really upset and crying. And my father happened to be in the area with the ambulance with his partner. So they come by the house and he sees me crying. He's like, "Well, what's the matter?" And I show him the wiffle ball. And I said, "You know, I said the neighbor, he cut the ball in half. I can't play wiffle ball anymore." Well, the guy that he was with, and this is where I get to the Jersey part, he was a, you know, one of those Jersey Italian men.
All right.
And oh. I'm pretty sure he was connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he walked over to the neighbor and said, "You will replace that boy's wiffle ball and get him another one, or I'm going to cut off your D."
Jesus. Oh, wow. And
all right.
Next day, I had brand new wiffle balls in the
nice,
yard.
Nice, nice.
He never bothered us again about hitting the ball into his yard, over the fence and into his yard after that.
Well, you're right about one thing, man, because you said, like, a Jersey Italian guy, probably connected. Like, a lot of people can threaten you, and you're like, "Man, F you, get out of my face." That type of dude, like, when they
that's different.
You believe them word for word. Mm.
Now, were you of the age range when where Action Park was a thing in Jersey?
Yeah, I called you guys once before, and we talked about Action Park, and I've been there. I have a scar in my arm from Action Park. That place was a nut house, and I've been there.
Okay. Did you? I mean, at the time that you went to Action Park, did you realize the inherent danger of this place?
No idea. I mean, we didn't think about it. We would go down that Alpine slide and push that thing all the way forward so the brakes wouldn't engage and go as fast as we could. But we didn't know we could tip off the side or go down those tunnels. We were stopping in the middle of the tunnels and letting other kids run into us. And then we'd all come out the thing at once into the pool, and the guards would just be like, "Hey, stop doing that, please." And you're like, "Okay, yeah, sure."
Yeah, whatever.
God almighty, man. Action problem. I have a scar from that place.
Who was your most memorable neighbor and why? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Caitlin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hola. Doing well, Hola. Caitlin.
I'm doing well. So, I grew up in Kingston, Washington, and we had this neighbor.
You sound a little more Jamaican than like you're from here.
Oh, thanks, I guess. So we had this neighbor. It was a married couple, and they had 3 daughters. So the married couple since then have been divorced. This was about 20 years ago. And I ended up going to the ELO concert a couple years ago at the Tacoma Dome.
Mm-hmm. That was a great show.
It was. It was great. And I ran into him. And I'm not a small woman. And I was wearing a shirt that was very low cut. And I ran into the father of that family.
Okay.
And he looked me up and down in a certain way.
Are you saying you're a larger chested woman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All Definitely. Right.
The thing is, he met me when I was 14.
So, but now that you're a full grown woman.
I was 37 then.
All right. Well.
But it was the way he looked at me was very creepy.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got big boobs, you got a low cut top. So we don't do it on purpose.
My husband always says, "Well, if she's wearing it low, you might as well look." But
I mean, yeah, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings by not looking.
Right.
But was it creepy to you just because you knew him as more, not a father figure, but as an adult male kind of thing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I knew him as like when I was a kid. And then, yeah.
No, I understand.
Had he seen you since then?
No.
Did he even recognize you?
Yeah, at first, no. But then once I explained who I was, then he kind of looked me up and down like, "Oh, you grew up."
Yeah.
And out.
Hey, look, here's a funny one on that Jeff Lynne tour, right? So it's the last hurrah. It was called the Over and Out Tour. And he played Climate Pledge, but it was like his second or third show of the tour.
Yeah.
So it kind of sucked. They weren't really on point
like they were
at Tacoma. But they have the last big show. It's going to be in London. Like, this is it. Jeff Lynne, London, the whole
deal. Oh, yeah.
He got sick and canceled.
Yeah, he canceled. I read that.
It was like his last show.
Yeah, it was going to be his last show ever.
Ever. In his hometown.
And it was a big deal.
And he canceled. Yeah. I mean, even Castle was saying, when he was over there for the Aussie thing, he goes, "You know, This Ozzy thing is a big deal here. Oasis is coming here. That's a big deal. People are losing their mind about over ELO. The fact that ELO, and ELO did play there.
Yeah.
But, you know, but they canceled the very last show on the tour.
Yeah, but he's sick, right? Something's
going on.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems like, yeah, that's got to be like a legit.
It is. It without question is. It's just like, you know, you did all that, and then this is like
the. There's the last one, baby.
Here's the finish line, and you just fell.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.